And may the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. A few scriptures I'm going to read to you. This is the word I've been trying to do really all week. And it says in verse 22 of Ephesians 1, "And he put all things in subjection under his feet, and gave him his head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all and is in all. And you were dead in your trespasses and sins, in which you were formerly walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, of the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience. Among them, we too all formerly lived in the lust of our flesh, indulging the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, even as the rest. But God, being rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you've been saved, and raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ. And seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ." We've talked about this so many times. It is such at the foundation of our Christian life that when Jesus went to the cross, he didn't just go for us, he went as us. That we were in him. He took us in his person to the place of execution. So his death to sin, his paying the price for sin, I paid the price for my sin in his person as my substitute. But I was also buried with him, the old man, the person I used to be, who was under condemnation, who was condemned to death spiritually, and who was controlled by sin's power. That person was buried with him. And then I was raised up with him as a totally new creation and one with his resurrection life. And it's by that principle I live every day. But I was also ascended with him. I'm in Christ. His history is my history. And this is what he says. This is amazing scripture in Colossians chapter 3, very familiar. "Since then you have been raised up with Christ. Keep seeking those things which are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your affections on the things above, not on the things of the earth. For you have died, and your life, your new life, is hidden with Christ." Whatever Christ is real about him is real about you. That's the truth about you. The hidden truth about you that the world doesn't understand, the psychiatrists don't understand, other people don't understand, is that the real you is hidden. Everything about you that's true is hidden in the person of Jesus. So you want to know something about Kelly? Find out something about Jesus. When Christ, who is our life, is revealed, then you will be revealed with him in glory. And as Jesus lives his life through you and he's revealed, people will discover you because your life is hidden with Christ and God. Now, having said all that, this is the passage I wanted to get to. This is from John chapter 3, verse 31. Now, remember, Jesus was God, very God, but he lived on earth as a man. He lived as the Son of Man so that he didn't just die for us, he lived for us and showed us as the second Adam how the first Adam was supposed to live and how we're supposed to live in Christ. "He who comes from above," verse 31 of John 3, "he who comes from above is above all. And he who is of the earth is from the earth and speaks of the earth. He who comes from heaven is above all. And what we have seen and heard of that he bears witness. No man receives his witness, but he who does receive his witness has set his seal to this, that God is true." If you remember, those of you who are CTKers, back in our study in John, John chapter 8, verse 23, speaking to the Pharisees, Jesus said, "And he was continually saying to them, 'You are from below, and I am from above. You are of this world, but I am not of this world.'" Now here's the thing I want us to see. In the world we live in, we're constantly getting bad news. And if that's all we look at and all we listen to is the news, we react. I don't write on Facebook, but it's fascinating to read Facebook. I've never seen anything like it. They're just constant. The sky is falling, the sky is falling, the sky is falling. And it's mostly Christians. It is so important that we live our lives in a Christ-like way so that we can walk by faith. You have more authority in you as a person, as a believer, hidden in Christ, than any government official who's ever lived on any government in the history of the world. Do you believe Jesus has more authority than any king, president, prime minister? You're in Christ. And you've been seated in the heavenly places with him. Since you've been raised up with him, he said, keep seeking those things which are above. Set your mind on things above. Set your affections on things above. Because that's where you're going to find reality. It says about Jesus that Jesus, he came from above. He said he lived an above life in John 8 as a man. He came from above and therefore is above all. When you rest in your position in Christ in the heavenly places, you will live your life, your mind will, your emotions will, above all the nonsense going down below. Because that's who you really are. Who you really are is seated in heavenly places with Jesus. And yet we allow the news as if it was the ultimate reality. And the enemy uses it to just keep people stirred up and all this kind of stuff. I'll show you these couple of things. One that says, I think it's in Hebrews, that Jesus is the high priest of our confession. In Romans, it says that if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth, then God acts on your behalf. That's how faith works. I love this passage in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Verse 13, but having the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believe, therefore I spoke. We also believe, therefore we also speak. That's the spirit of faith. Something you believe, but something you also speak. It's not completed until there's action. The speaking part's the action. You're not making something true or pretending something true. You're speaking something that you now believe because it is true. God showed it to you. You and I have to live an above life, and as we go farther down the road, it's so imperative. Because we're called to live by faith. You can't live by faith if you're constantly setting your mind on things on the earth, if you're consumed with America, what's going on in America, if your emotions are all tied up with that, and that's your whole reality. We must, as people seated in the heavenly places, if you come from above, it says you're far above everything else on the earth. If you're from the earth, you just see things from the earth's perspective. And if we're freaking out, running around, panicking, what we're doing is we're being from the earth. But if you're coming from above, he says you're above all. You see things totally different. Because you're seeking him. And remember the place in Revelation 4? We told this old man, this 92-year-old man, come up here. And in the midst of all the chaos down there, I'll show you what must take place. Then this one was sitting on a throne high and lifted up. And so as we live our lives seated in heavenly places and we're heavenly minded, a song Luke was playing right at the very end there, we begin to see from God's perspective what must take place. Fox News is not going to tell you what must take place. And they're supposed to be the good one. Immigration is not going to ruin us. Nobody, you know what? None of those things are going to destroy our lives unless it's part of God's perfect plan to bring about revival in the church in America. We have to get God's perspective. We have the mind of Christ. That thing is activated as we set our minds on things above, set our affections on things above, and then we begin to decree into below things, into the earth things, what God says must take place. Now, I'm not primarily talking about world events. Let's say you find yourself in a place where you've ever been faithful, God's not disciplining you in some way, your finances start to dry up, then get heaven's perspective. You have the mind of Christ, and what you'll hear is from that perspective what must take place. God goes, well, I've promised you I would supply all your needs according to my riches in Christ and glory. So why don't you start decreeing by faith? Thank you, Lord. Lord's going to meet my needs. That doesn't mean you don't do practical things, but you live in my faith. When you have somebody who you're praying for, what does God say about that? And it's so easy to get intimidated. When I was going to pray for all those people in the wheelchair in Uganda when the priest from the other church, the Anglican church, made them leave, my first thoughts was, oh my God, I felt so intimidated. And the Lord said, I'm not very intimidated. Or he said, I'm not intimidated. He said, why don't you go over there and write to them and tell them they're going to get healed. And I did. And I had the faith, mustard seed faith would have been gargantuan compared to what I was walking in. But I believed that what God said was true. And so I began to decree it in front of all those hundreds of people. God's going to heal you today. God brought you here to heal you. And then, of course, I got intercepted. We've got to start living our lives from heaven's perspective. We've got to start living in faith, which believes what God says must take place, and we speak it. To confess, the word means to agree with. That's what God's called us to do. I don't want to agree with Bill O'Reilly. He's not seated on a throne high and lifted up. He may be speaking some facts, but there are ultimate truths that are bigger than Bill O'Reilly or Sean Hannity or yada, 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 ba-boom, Megyn Kelly. Too much drama for me. What is God saying? Right? Are you going to get depressed and anxious and discouraged? Amen. I love what it says here. One more time, I'll read it. Listen to how Jesus lived as a man. He who comes from above. So when you face this situation, or you're praying for the circumstance, or you're in a deal, come from above. He who comes from above is above all. You're resting in the heavenly places of that thing. He who is from the earth is from the earth and speaks of the earth. You can always tell if a Christian's seating is resting in the place where God's put them in the ascension by how they speak about the things going on in their life and in the world. Amen? I love America. But my patriotism is first and foremost to the kingdom of heaven. That one I know is going to last. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.